You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin. Piquant.
Ah, yes, the piquant.
I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Nobody does. Screw that word.
Kit's here, Alex is here,
up,
Alex
guys?
From Love Bucket.
It's a full house here at 95BFM and we're about to indulge ourselves in a lovely cocktail.
Yeah, so we're going to make some cocktail with Citadel Gin today. Mm-hmm. The cocktail we're making is going to be called The Suffering Tom. It's actually a twist on a classic cocktail called The Suffering Bastard.
They're always twists.
Always a twist.
I've heard good things from the Love Bucket drink scenario, so I'm looking forward to it.
We do all right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. No doubt.
So this drink was invented in Cairo in the 40s, and the story goes that the bartender was suffering from a pretty excellent hangover, so he mixed in some fresh lime with gin and whiskey, the only two bottles that he could find, topped up with ginger ale, and drank it with some fresh mint garnish. So
I already feel a little bit like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
When you say Cairo in the 40s, I'm like, all right.
F-I-R-E-I-N-C-A-I-R-O.
Rename this drink the Rolling Boulder.
Sweet. So the drink is a highball style, so it's just built in a tall glass. Basically, you want to get a couple of wedges of fresh lime and squeeze them in the bottom. After that, you're going to add a double measure of some Citadel gin. This is a gin all the way from France, distilled in cognac.
This is new for us. When you say distilled in cognac, is it like a cognac barrel?
So the still that they use is a pot still, which creates quite a creamy texture for the gin. Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly
Can
rich.
Can I have a whiff?
John, P.S. John wants to smell everything. Otherwise, it's not real.
This is actually new, you know, like I do.
Obviously, I want to smell it as well.
Can I just say, if I am enjoying myself, this is like gin is my go-to. I'm like, yum, I love you, gin. This is a new fragrance. Something new.
This is a new John that I'm meeting. I'm enjoying myself.
We've got about 65 different
Pants
gins.
On or off, if I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, we've got about 65 different gins up at Love Bucket at the
moment.
That's
100%.
So if you want a little gin education, come see us.
It's kind of got almost a softer fragrance.
Botanic.
Okay, yep.
Cool.
What's this? You're putting some kind of soda in here. There's some ice in the glass, by the way. So it's happened overnight, but it did happen.
So, after the booze and the lime's gone in there, we're going to add a couple of dashes of bitters just to sort of accentuate the spice elements in the gin.
Which bitter?
So we've got some Angostura bitters here. And just to complement the soda, we're just amping up the ginger flavor with
With a dropper as well. I
ginger
love
bitters.
A dropper in my cocktail, mate.
A little spike. This is ginger bitters.
Oh, okay.
It's made with a bit of mace as well. It's got a really nice spicy kick to it.
Oh, it's the real deal, eh?
I'm just looking at the back of the.
That's quite powerful, John. Get a whiff on that, mate.
Hang on.
I love all these
too
bottles.
Much, too
so
much going
sinister,
on.
Sinister, eh?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, mate, that's an explosion, isn't it?
This is like aromatherapy 101. No, I'm just looking at the back of the Citadel Gin, and the botanicals on the back listed are juniper, almond, angelica, cardamom, cassia, cinnamon, coriander, cornflower, don't know this one,
cubeb,
cumin, fennel.
What is gin?
Juniper, paradise grain, iris, lemon peel, licorice, nutmeg, orange peel, savory, star anise, violet root, and yuzu.
It's a spice orgy.
Far out. Yeah, that's
And so the bitters is going to kick all these into action.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Cool. The traditional recipe calls for ginger ale, but we're going to use some East Imperial ginger beer just to add an extra element of spiciness.
Okay.
So we're just going to top that up.
Ooh. Is this a standard classic at Love Bucket?
Oh, he's reaching for the mint. He's reaching for the mint, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, considering how many hangovers we end up having, so I'd say it's features fairly regularly on the staff drinks list.
Oh, was that a cheeky little bit of coriander on the mint?
It's got quite a nice colour. Mm. It's kind of got an orange.
And offset with the mint, John, as well.
And offset with the lime in the bottle of the glass.
Green and orange are complementary colours.
Skadoosh, if you will.
Cool. Snappy.
All right, who wants to have a little sip?
Everybody. Everybody wants
to. Go nuts.
That is a great colour.
Yep.
Party time.
He's wafting. He's wafting the mint aromas.
Sigrid's brought in a secondary glass for another rendition for the rest of the office, basically. Just putting them to work, eh? Putting Love Bucket to work. What do you think, John? You're looking up, you're thinking hard out. Ooh, yeah, it's kind of, it's a weird mellow vibe, this drink.
It's definitely very citrusy.
It's nice and refreshing.
Not
you can imagine
too,
the
not
Cairo,
too much, though.
Cairo,
got
Cairo
the
heat.
Thesaurus out, John?
Yeah. Very, it's like
quenching.
It's very citrusy, said John.
I actually do feel like Cleopatra, Queen of the Nile.
Yes! They've got a big fat no. Oh well. Shut up. It's a mellow drink. It's a slippery little drink, isn't it? People, from the outside, it looks like a peach drink. That's what I like about this. Undercover.
It's in a wonderful glass, and you can't help
Nana's but ashtray
feel
style.
Crystal. 110%.
You know what I'm talking about.
With the lime in the bottom and the mint on the top.
Get ready for an Instagram post of your confused face right after you drank this drink, John. Go to 95BFM on Inst. Get the nod, Instagram.
The thing is, we keep getting these cocktails up here, and I don't quite know where to place them. But like you say, it's a classic. But
yep,
to me,
yep,
it doesn't really fit within anything that I'm used to.
Hey, let's remind everybody exactly what's in it.
So we've got a fresh lime. We've got a little bit of rye whiskey from Colorado, and we've got the Citadel gin, some ginger beer, and some bitters.
It's possibly the whiskey and the gin.
Yeah. No, it's definitely an unusual combination, but they play off each other quite well. You got the richness from the whiskey.
Do you know what?
And
I hadn't given it any thought, but that is a weird combo.
Yeah, gin and whiskey.
I think that's what's
sucked in us, actually.
Well, the great thing about cocktails now, there's so much information out there. All these sort of forgotten classics have been sort of resurfacing over the years.
Are you talking about the internet?
I'm talking about the internet.
I'm familiar.
The tubes.
I'm going to have a chew of the mint and have a drink now.
So it's kind of a bit of a legacy cocktail.
Yeah, yeah.
That's totally, I was like, why? I'm not getting it, but now
you're
I
not,
totally
yeah,
get
back
it. Now
in the day, it was way more
locked back in my attention on the rye whiskey and the gin. I'm like, I understand now.
Yeah. Well, the cocktail scene was exploding in the 40s. You know, you had people escaping.
Plus,
from,
it's all he had. It's all that guy had in the story. So it is what it is.
That's it.
Yeah. It's nicely balanced. Can I say it's nicely balanced?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Walking a tightrope of flavor.
Yes, you can. So give us a lowdown. What's happening around Love Bucket Ways in the near future?
Yeah, so we've actually got a great event coming up. The guys from Citadel Gin are flying over some bartenders from the UK. So they're from a bar called Trailer Happiness. It's a pretty bit of a legend. Paul McFadden is going to come over with his crew and mix up some drinks.
Is he here at the bar?
He's not. He's not in the country.
Do we see him next week, this week?
John's already fishing.
He'll be here for the 21st and the 22nd.
Okay.
So they'll be at Love Bucket making some delicious tiki drinks. This is the first event of its kind in New Zealand, so we're pretty lucky to have these guys flying over. So if you want to come and educate yourself on all things tiki, 21st, 22nd of November, it's $25, which includes a drink on the door.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's pretty much a cocktail.
That's pretty much a cocktail now.
Now, you said off air you'd been living in Sydney for...
Last 6 years.
Kind of a Auckland on steroids.
Yeah.
Did you get exposed to quite a few magnificent bartenders and or cocktails while you're living over there?
Yeah, I did. I mean, the Sydney scene's it's amazing. It's such an international community. But, you know, you've got bartenders that sort of flock there from all around the world.
Well, it's quite powerful down the bottom. Plus, we haven't really let the ice melt or anything, and we've just tucked right in, and that drink has just come back to kick me right in the face.
But yeah, the cocktail scene is just incredible. Some of the stuff that they're doing with the sustainability as well, just on another level to what we have here in Auckland. But you know, hope to bring some of my experience back and you know put it to work at Love Bucket. So,
yeah, that's cool, man.
Right on.
We'll
thank you so much, Alex, and
thanks for having me.
Cheers, bro, and thank you, Citadel as well. Is that
Citadel
how you say that
gin, yeah, Citadel gin, all the way from France.
Everyone, I feel like everyone came together this week and made a fantastic cocktail. Thank you to Love Bucket as well, obviously.
Sure.
Sweet.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin.